Theo, did you have any contact with the Lions leading up to the draft? Any visits or talk to them at the combine or anything?
Nothing like that. I mean, we just running backs coach worked us out at pro day, and that was pretty much it.
What do you know about the Lions and their running back situation?
I know they just implemented Reggie Bush in the backfield, so hopefully I'm very eager to learn so much about him and from him.
A lot of guys we've talked to so far said that, you know, they remember watching Reggie Bush when they were in high school. I mean, were you a big fan a few years ago when he was at USC and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who wasn't? I mean, he tore it up. And, I mean, as a young guy and growing up wanting to be a running back, that was one guy I actually looked up to. So to be able to be in the same backfield as him is just unbelievable.
I mean, he did have that infamous game against Notre Dame, though. I mean, you going to bring that up to him?
USC? We're going to try to stay away from that, but if it does come up, I might have to just say a little something, but keep it real brief and short.
You know, Theo, the Lions also drafted a tight end from Alabama, Mike Williams. You think you might have some fun in training camp with each other?
I think so. We definitely played in a championship. I think he's going to have a little more jokes than I. But we'll definitely have some fun kidding around.
Why did you move away from kick returning after your freshman year?
Say that again?
Why did you move away from kick returning after your freshman year? I think you were your full-time kick returner and then only did it sparingly the last 3 years.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, it was more like a coaching decision for the most part. We had some younger guys that we thought that can help out at the time, and we implemented George Atkinson, and he did very well. So, he worked his behind off, and coach gave him that kickoff position, and he did very well with it. And, I was still back there time to time. I was actually an opposite defender. Like I said, coach decided that give that assignment to another person, and he did very well. So,
is that something maybe you think you'd pick back up in the pros?
Oh yeah. I mean, I always practice every time during practice. I was always there during kickoffs and stuff like that. So, I participated all my 4 years there at Notre Dame as a kick returner, even though I didn't really start after freshman year. But I'm definitely interested in that aspect on special teams.
Yeah, Theo, what is having two full seasons as a slot receiver, then a full season as a running back? What does that do for you as you make this transition, do you think?
Can you say that again?
And I'm not sure if I can, but I'll try. What is having two full seasons as a slot receiver and then a full year as a running back at Notre Dame, what might that do for you moving on to the pro game?
Well, I don't think it's not... is very present. I think it's definitely gave me the ability to read the defense a lot quicker, catch the ball out of the backfield, feel comfortable doing it, because anyone can do it in practice, but when you're in a game and you got a feel for things, it actually just slowed the game so much. It slowed the game down so much slower for me, which has helped me out tremendously.
Hey,
just one other thing. What about your senior year now at Notre Dame? What was that, even though you lost in the last game, what was that whole experience like?
It was a great experience. What can I say? You can't really put it into words. We all just rallied behind each other, held each other to a high accountability, and what can I say? We executed, and we were one game away from winning the national championship. It was almost one of those bittersweet moments.